Debris from the Chinese rocket that fell back to Earth over the weekend splashed uneventfully into the Indian Ocean. This kind of thing isn't unheard of. Back in March, a U.S. commercial rocket rained debris onto parts of Washington State. That provided a chance for researchers working on a space junk warning system, the Northwest News Network's Tom Bonsi reports.
People in Jordan and Oman captured fleeting glimpses of the falling Chinese rocket before its remnants crashed into the Indian Ocean. It wasn't as amazing of a light show as stargazers in the Pacific Northwest were unexpectedly treated to 6 weeks ago. That errant re-entry of a spent American rocket sent fireballs streaking high overhead.
Wait, what's going on?
I don't know.
That's more than a comet.
Genevieve Rayom pulled out her cell phone camera in Portland, Oregon.
What is that?
That's insane.
The flaming debris was the upper stage of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket used to launch commercial satellites. It wasn't supposed to re-enter and break apart over populated land, but it did, and that produced an R&D jackpot for a trio of space junk sleuths.
Yeah, I was extraordinarily pleased with the results of the expedition.
Robert Ward does the on-the-ground scouting for the trio. He's a skilled meteorite hunter from Arizona. Ward spent 3 weeks scouting the back roads and byways of central Washington state in search of rocket pieces.
We were very fortunate that the debris fell in that area. The rolling hills and vineyards and orchards made for very good hunting. If it would have fallen in the forested areas, our ability to recover pieces would have been hindered greatly.
The rocket engine and nozzle are still missing, but Ward found two propellant tanks and he contacted landowners who found the two others. Ward passed along the exact coordinates to his virtual collaborators, Mike Hanke and Ken Howard. Hanke is the operations manager for the American Meteor Society. Howard is a weather radar expert with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Together, they reconstructed the debris fall. The goal is to use this event and others like it to train computers to automatically detect falling space junk and meteors. The system could draw on data from live weather radars, cameras pointed at the sky, and maybe even satellites.
This case is going to be, in essence, foundational to helping us develop a workflow.
Ken Howard, speaking from the NOAA National Severe Storms Lab in Oklahoma.
One of the lessons learned from this particular case is that you can have 1,000 pounds of space debris falling through commercial airspace, and there's no alerts that that's occurring. And that's no fault of any one government agency. It's kind of a service gap.
That's a gap Howard and Hanke are trying to plug, including whether alerts can be delivered fast enough to be useful to pilots or people on the ground. Hanke says timely confirmation that a meteorite or space junk fell out of the sky could have value even if early warning is out of reach right now.
There's value in letting EMS operators know, fire departments, police, that, hey, this happened, so that they don't waste resources on it, looking into it.
Hanke predicts the fireballs over the Pacific Northwest in late March and this weekend's re-entry of the larger Chinese rocket won't be isolated events.
It's definitely going to happen more. There's no question about that.
Given how much space junk is overhead, with more being added at an increasing rate each year. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi.